T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
And how long have you been here, Larry?
We've been here about 8 years. We used to originally be in the Wurlitzer building. And the whole thing started when I went into the Wurlitzer building just to buy fixtures. And the guy said, "You want to buy my whole business? I have 3 stores and 500,000 books." He made me an offer I couldn't refuse, so I got into the book business.
And what have you heard from the Boulevard Mall, you know, about closing up the shop here?
Well, we were led to believe that we would be able to stay here until the end of November, December. And then all of a sudden, April 1st, we got a letter stating we had to be out by the 30th.
So how did you kind of respond to that?
There was not much we could do. So, I mean, they're closing all the independent stores here as of the 30th. The only thing that will be open, I believe, is Loft, Dick's, Macy's, and Penny's.
And they're also closing the inside to the
public. I just heard that yesterday, that they're closing it to all the mall walkers. I would imagine it's probably for insurance, Pop. You know.
Absolutely. And have you had, this mall has been around for a long time, I'm sure, and you've been here for a long time.
When I was a child, I'm 73 now. When I was a child, 10 years old, I used to play on the dirt mounds here when they were digging it up. I used to live out in Tonawanda, right off of Glen Albee, and me and my friends would come here and just play on all the dirt mounds.
That's really cool. And what has been your favorite, I guess, memory of operating here and shopping here?
Just a lot of nice people, you know, intelligent people that read books. And, you know, we always try to sell our stuff at least half price or less. And it's been fun, but it's time. It's time. I mean, everything is going up in price, and it's tough to compete. And the mall is old. Ceilings leak all over the place. Air conditioning is broken down. It's a matter of just, it's time. So they're going to knock this down and put something else new here.
Yeah, speaking of some new stuff, there's going to be a lot of new housing developments that they're going to build. I know there's going to be some for senior citizens and student housing. What do you think of that? Do you think that that's the right move?
I think it's probably a good move for Amherst. I mean, it seems like there's a shortage of housing, affordable housing, all over the country. So if they can make affordable housing here for seniors or young families getting started, I think it's a wonderful thing.
Now, are you moving on to some other venture?
We are going to, our warehouse is in downtown Buffalo at 1700 Main Street, a block away from where the old record theater used to be. And we're going to open up a store, hopefully within a year. It's going to be called Go Pop Culture. And it's going to be loaded with tons of collectible things, lots of collectible things from the Buffalo area. I mean, I've saved stuff my whole life. I probably have 30 different ashtrays from different restaurants that were from Buffalo back when smoking was in vogue. I have hundreds of Legos, brand new in the box. Bill's stuff, Saber's stuff. It'll be very, very interesting. But a lot of it'll be all pop culture type things.
Have you been a collector mostly all your life? Where do you acquire some of this stuff?
Our family used to own Record Theater, so I probably have close to 250,000 music posters. And a lot of that will be available. So it'll be all kinds of stuff.
Any other concluding thoughts you had, Larry, or anything else you wanted to say to, you know, the mall walkers, the patrons of the business?
I feel bad for the mall walkers, but at least they closed it down in the summer. So, you know, it's better for them to walk outside in the fresh air. And I'm sure they'll find some other place to walk. I don't know if they go to Wegmans and walk the aisles, but it's just, again, everything changes.
I think when I went to the Eastern Hills Mall walking around before it closed, a lot of the businesses had told me, you know, the mall walkers were people that they came to know. Did you get to know any of the mall walkers specifically?
Not really. I do more stuff at the warehouse and a lot of buying. I spend my whole life buying stuff, collections and memorabilia. I mean, we have things like, you know, autographs by Marilyn Monroe. There'll be some amazing things at this new store, which, as I said, hopefully will open up soon, and it's called Go Pop Culture.
Okay. Do you have any idea of when you're going to open?
I would love to open before Christmas, but reality-wise, it'll probably be sometime after Christmas.
Very good. Any other memories you wanted to share?
No, just thank you, and everybody keep listening to BEN because they're the pulse of the city.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.